Now it is exactly 8:30 on Fresh FM 102.9 in Namibia. This is a Fresh Breakfast riding all the way till 10 a.m. So a little bit earlier on, we actually did mention that we're going to be having quite an interesting conversation with Tian Bazane, who is the Chief Executive Officer of the Namibia Stock Exchange. And right about 3 months ago, we had a brief conversation about this on air, actually, and that was that the Namibian Stock Exchange, in partnership with Old Mutual, Future Media, and the Financial Literacy Initiative, awarded $138,000 Namibian dollars to 5 winners and their respective schools at the end of 2002, and that was the Namibian Scholars Investment Challenge that took place last year. Now, it is also with that background that Tian is with me this morning from the Namibia Stock Exchange, and we are just going to have somewhat of a conversation and insight as to what the Namibian Scholars Investment Challenge is all about. Good morning, Tian. How are you doing today?
Thank you very much for having me. I'm doing very well.
You are doing good. So tell me about this riding thing. Isn't it cold? Because I ask him, like, wait, you ride everywhere? He's like, yeah, it's pretty cool, but isn't it cold?
No, it's not that cold.
It's not that cold.
You put on a jacket and gloves, then you're still
and then you just still ride through. Okay, so Tian, quickly tell us, how does the Namibian Scholars Investment Challenge work, and what exactly is it that you are trying to achieve in terms of what is it about it that appealed to you that you're like, you know what, I need to jump on this?
Great, yes. Currently the registration is open for grade 10 to 12 high school students, as
yes.
well as university students, Namibian university students currently registered.
Mm-hmm.
It's a virtual trading competition, which means that every team gets a virtual amount of 500,000 Namibian dollars, which they then invest in stocks and bonds on the Namibian Stock Exchange in a virtual environment, and they trade for the period of the competition.
Mm.
And whoever makes the most money, who makes the biggest returns, wins at the end of the day, so quite substantial prizes, as you said. And the idea is to introduce students to the concept of trading on the stock market and creating financial literacy in order for people to take seriously investing and preparing for their retirement one day.
Yes. How would you say, how much of a success was it last year?
It was very successful.
Because we had an event here. It was really fabulous. It was great.
It was awesome, yes.
Yeah.
But we had the most students and scholars that we've ever had taking part in the competition, which is why we're highlighting it again now.
Again,
because
yeah.
we want even more.
Mm-hmm.
And they did very well. And I think it's a very good tool because, you know, there isn't a course that you do or a subject that you take in school that teaches you about investment.
Doesn't
introduce you to the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go and watch many news programs,
mm-hmm.
you'll get references and indications as to what's happening to the market. So it's actually quite important in the economy. And it's good to get kids introduced to it earlier
at an early age.
Yeah.
I think it's the same conversation that we always have on air from time to time on how important financial literacy is and why it needs to be introduced in school. So you mentioned trading. So what would you say is the science behind trading itself?
Look, the biggest thing is probably understanding what you're investing in. So whether you've got a saving account where your savings are reinvested and you start getting interest on interest, or whether you're buying bonds that give you a return based on the period of investment, how long the bond runs, or whether you're buying stocks that give you dividends and give you capital appreciation, all of those things in the long term turn out to be a lot more than you've put in.
The
point is, if people can start investing for their future earlier on, it's amazing what compound interest and investment can do for you.
Mm.
It'll triple, it'll double, it'll go 10 times the value.
True.
By putting in a little early on.
Okay. So who exactly is it? I know that you mentioned high school students and university students. Are those the only ones that can actually enter in this competition?
Yeah.
Grade
10 to 12 scholars and then university students.
University students. Okay. So when exactly is this event taking place?
Okay. So registration is currently running from the 1st of March to the 25th of March.
Mm-hmm.
And then the trading period will be from the 3rd of April to the 15th of September.
Okay. So where exactly can they register though?
So there's, I believe you've got it on your websites as well, on Fresh and Nova.
And Nova,
and of course, at the nsx.com.na is our website, and they can get all the information there on the website
Do
the registration.
Okay, fantastic. So any final words, Mr. CEO? We understand that you're very busy, so we don't want to keep you. But any final words that you would have for anyone who's probably listening, hearing about this for the first time, a little bit intrigued? Just final words for that person listening right now.
I just want to say it's been very successful. We have lots of competitors taking part, and we've had school students win. It's not only the university students that get prizes. We had a grade 10 team win 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it really is an even playing field. Nobody's got an advantage above anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Do your research and start trading. It's interesting.
Yeah, yeah. So you might actually be listening right now and probably thinking to yourself, okay, this is not really something that I want to try. Maybe you do know of someone, maybe that cousin, that neighbor that would be interested in this. Please let them go to over to our website. That is www.fishfm.com.na. Tian, thank you so much for your time. And we truly do believe that this will be yet another successful event.
I believe so too. Thank you very much,
Alrighty.
Attention for King Arthur's Morningly Insights.